This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Half of states have now decided to opt out of an extra federal $300 a week in unemployment benefits. Governors say they're trying to help businesses that don't pay enough to compete with government benefits to fill 9 million openings. But as Blake Farmer reports from WPLN in Nashville, jobs aren't all that potential workers say they need.
In Tennessee alone, there are a 250,000 jobs open.
I mean, what are the jobs?
In early June, Miriam Randolph of Nashville was laid off. It had already been a rough year with an extended furlough. She worked in the corporate headquarters for a restaurant chain that decided to cut expenses by outsourcing the accounting department.
I'm not going to go to and work a fast food job. I mean, I've been in accounting for a decade now.
The extra $300 a week gave her some real breathing room. With the state and federal money, it's $2,400 a month. That at least covered her mortgage and her toddler's daycare. Randolph says it's an especially tough time to juggle mothering three kids and making a paycheck.
I'm a little hesitant about having to go to another job and still handling just the fallout of COVID.
But state leaders are increasingly impatient with unemployed people taking their time, especially self-employed or gig workers who usually don't qualify for benefits. In Tennessee, they represent nearly two-thirds of those getting weekly checks. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says everyone should be able to find a good fit.
In many cases, the job openings match with the job skills of the unemployed, and that's part of what we use to make our decision going forward.
Still, researchers at banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase say the decision is more political than based on economics. It's mostly Republican governors cutting off the federal spigot. During the pandemic, the country has expanded unemployment's role. Marianne Wanamaker, who was on President Trump's Council of Economic Advisers, says it served more as an uncertainty benefit.
It's helping you get from a time period where everything seems uncertain to some point in the future where we have more certainty about what our working and living conditions are going to look like.
The extra $300 a week is scheduled to run out nationwide in September. A few months early won't make a big dent in the labor shortage, Wanamaker says, but it will send a signal that these states are eager to please businesses. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.